Christmas may not be such a good thing for Martha Stewart this year. She's been accused of insider trading in the ImClone stock scandal, and that may take away some of her holiday cheer, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
There she was on TV, bathed in a hearth-like glow, making a wreath and baking angel-shaped cookies, a vision of domestic perfection. Martha Stewart's empire of fantasy spinning was intoxicating, says cultural critic Camille Paglia, who calls Stewart a monumental figure in American culture.
She brought back a sense of craft into a culture which had lost that and made people think of a wedding or a dinner party as a form of art making. I think she's one of the great role models for young American women, an entrepreneur who, like Oprah Winfrey, has projected her sensibility to the world.
Which ultimately may be her undoing. Martha Stewart the woman is inextricably linked to Martha Stewart the company or the brand. Even Ralph Lauren or Tommy Hilfiger aren't as closely associated with their companies as Martha Stewart is with hers, and that's why advertisers and shareholders, the people who make her company profitable, are worried that she won't be able to escape from her financial mess unscathed. And in the worst case,
how many people are going to buy sheets from an inmate in a federal penitentiary?
Stephen Fink is the president of Lexicon Communications, a crisis management company that advises beleaguered CEOs on how to handle PR. He says Stewart has done nothing right since she was first accused of insider trading last June.
Let's assume she did nothing wrong. And if that's the case, then there is no explanation, no sound, sane reasoning for why she refused to talk to the press, talk to the public, when these accusations were first leveled. Everything that she has done has been at least been the appearance of a person who has something to hide.
And if that's the case, Fink says Stewart should have given a public apology. The SEC would have rebuked her, given her a hefty fine, and that would have been the end of it. But instead, she refused to say anything except for this now infamous exchange between her and a CBS anchor on the early show as she was chopping vegetables.
I have nothing to say on the matter. I'm really not at liberty to say. And I think this will all be resolved in the very near future, and I will be exonerated.
I know that.
Ridiculousness.
I know that image is so important for you. And
since then, the media have painted her as a Leona Helmsley, Marie Antoinette figure, out of touch and arrogant. The stock value of her company has fallen to around $7. Advertisers have yet to abandon her magazines and television shows because they're still popular, says Eric Blankfein. He's the director of planning at Horizon Media, a media buying firm that has big clients such as Ace Hardware. But he says his clients are beginning to get spooked because of the recent indictments and guilty pleas associated with the ImClone stock scandal.
You have very conservative brands in some cases that are sensitive to these kinds of associations. And some people are just very not risk tolerant when it comes to that. We would tell some of our clients that if you're leery at all about that association, we would probably say you should back out because we don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Blankstein says he'll begin having those conversations soon. One big Stewart supporter, Kmart, says it won't stop promoting its Martha Stewart line of products, and it will still do a major television ad campaign to promote her holiday products. But the company refused to say whether Stewart would actually be in the ads, as she has been in the past. Of course, this could all be much more important to the media finance world of the East Coast than to the rest of America, says Camille Paglia.
Those of us who are news junkies and are concerned about prestige tend to think she has fallen farther than she has. I think the mass audience out there may have heard about her financial problems. He's not really keyed into the day-by-day loss of her mystique.
That certainly seemed to be the case at a Kmart in Chicago. Many shoppers didn't seem too concerned or even aware of Martha Stewart's personal problems.
I like her linens and her products.
Deborah Kaida says she'll keep buying Stewart's products, as will Lisa Anderson.
I will still buy products if the products are still quality and good. I mean, I don't really know the whole story about what happened. I'm buying a product because of the quality, not necessarily the person behind it.
But shoppers' opinions may prove irrelevant. Image, as Stewart knows, trumps all. If advertisers back off and the stock continues to dive, her company will no doubt falter, no matter how many sheets she sells. And who's waiting in the wings to teach us how to make one-of-a-kind greeting cards out of old ribbon? No one, really. There's no one with her kind of domestic omnipresence. But it might not take long to find someone, considering what a short time it's taken for Martha Stewart's name to become tarnished. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.